Now, the rest of the story. You are about to hear a love story. It might have been told by anyone in that suburban Chicago neighborhood by those who saw Gretchen and Mark Savella strolling the field near their home so many sunny afternoons and tranquil nights. Their happiness seemed unassailable. And yet it was during one of those walks that Gretchen suddenly cried out for no apparent reason, reacting to a sharp pain in her lower back. The discomfort passed as quickly as it had come. Gretchen and Mark forgot about it until about an hour and a half later, both of them were back in the house. Gretchen lost all movement in her legs. A frantic Mark rushed her to the emergency room of a nearby hospital. There were x-rays and a diagnosis: ruptured disc. No specific injury had caused it. The disc had simply worn out. Now, it was Sunday. The appropriate specialist was unavailable. Mark said, find him, get him here. And when the doctor arrived, he reviewed the tests that already had been performed. He prescribed surgery as soon as possible. He approached Mark. Gretchen was sedated, could not possibly decide for herself. Mark must grant permission to operate. And he did. 75% chance for total recovery, he had been told. And yet where the odds had favored, fate did not. The surgeon later explained that he'd discovered irreversible nerve damage. With or without the operation, paralysis would have been inevitable. Extensive physical therapy might someday restore partial movement, and yet Mark must prepare himself for the fact that Gretchen would never walk again. Gretchen herself was afraid, inconsolable. Despite best efforts of the hospital staff, she could not be calmed. Mark was summoned to her room, and as he hugged Gretchen, he promised her in a strong whisper that she would not be an invalid, that they would go through this together. And this is the rest of the story. By the time Gretchen came home from the hospital, medical expenses had wiped out Savella's life savings. And still Mark was determined that his dear one not be confined to a bed for the remainder of her life. The doctor had mentioned something about a special chair, a chair with wheels, an invention the physician himself had never seen, and one of which Mark had never heard. But there was one company that made them, and such a device would enable Gretchen to sit down and to move herself about under her own power. Mark would worry about the money later. For now, he would contact the manufacturer of this chair with wheels, and he would order one to Gretchen's specifications. Well, Gretchen and Mark still take twilight strolls together, greeting neighborhood children as they pass. The same children with whom Gretchen had always played and still does. Despite her handicap, Gretchen seems perfectly happy. Love has a way of doing that. And there's a lot of love exchanged between Gretchen and Mark. Gretchen's wheelchair is different from any you're ever likely to see, but it enables her to sit and then to walk using her front legs. Mark Savella says anything that improves the quality of dear Gretchen's life is worth whatever he can give. Mark is a 25-year-old computer specialist. Gretchen is 12, a German shepherd. And now you know the rest of the story.